Summit. Dr. Williamson, can you provide our update on the graduation task force? And Dr. Shaw?
I think we can take you through this briefly.
Thank you, Dr. Williamson. Welcome.
As Dr. Guyton said, there are no resolutions at this point. We haven't come up with any recommendations, and this is really just an update of what the committee task force has been doing, so that's pretty much what we're going to try and cover in this presentation. So if you go to that next slide, what we're going to try and do is just take you through the charge to the task force, talk a little bit about membership and staff, which we think was really critical, and how this was developed, look at our meeting structure, talk to you about how that operates each of the times that we meet, and then what our discussions have been to date, and then look at the timeline that this will take, we believe, even beyond when we bring back a recommendation to you. So if you recall, it was back in December that you first had a discussion about senior graduation and some of the data connected with that, and there was a concern about what our diploma meant, and there was also a concern about the alternative assessment pathway we had, and you wanted us to go back and look at something. And at that time, Dr. Salmon did ask the board if they would approve a task force that would be put together to really look at graduation, look at the requirements for it, look at the content. Was the content the right content? Were the credits the right number of credits? Was it being offered in the right way? Also to look at the assessment requirements. We had some discussion at that meeting about whether or not there were assessments in other states that had now been eliminated and they weren't looking at an assessment for graduation. And also to look at the options for awarding diplomas. There was some interest and looking at either a different kind of diploma or putting endorsements on diplomas. And so we actually did go back and we said that as we looked at this task force, we were going to base everything on current research and data and policies that were available across the nation and come back to you with a report. The task force was set up. We started in December by going out to 24 groups, and I believe you have that list of associations in the back of your packet where you saw that we had people from the Superintendents Association, Maryland State Board of Ed, the Association for Community Colleges. We have higher ed involved. We have the governor's office. Almost any agency you can think of that we thought really would be a stakeholder in this, including our Maryland student councils. And we very carefully looked at that committee membership and have about 30 people, I believe, that we feel very good about because they are religiously coming to each of the meetings and really putting in a lot of time and effort to make sure that we are considering all the information we have available. As you know, Dara and I are both co-chairing this, and we've spent a lot of time in planning up front. We couldn't really invite anyone to this committee meeting until after December, so we sent out letters asking for people to give us recommendations of someone to serve on that committee, whether it be the president or the executive director of that group or somebody they recommended that would be able to attend. And in doing that, we asked that they please, if they couldn't commit to meeting twice a month, which is what we were asking for, a half day twice a month, that they have somebody to substitute from their organization that would represent their thinking. Because what we had asked those committee members to do was to make sure that they went back and shared information as we're discussing it and got additional information to bring back to our group. Committees, we thought we did something that was really very helpful to us. We really looked at what Sarah Spross had done with her TERA group, and she had used some facilitators and how they were operating, and we thought it was really important that as we looked at our charge, which I'll get to in just 1 second, as we looked at our charge, that we take an opportunity to have some smaller group meetings and have somebody facilitate those meetings and taking minutes so there could really be an opportunity to reflect on what we had talked about. So you'll hear about that when we talk about structure of the meeting. And as I said, we have these twice a month, 3 hours each day, and we honor our time and start at 9 and end at 12. And I really have to compliment the members for being so consistent in coming and making sure that they're able to provide input to us. I didn't cover one thing that I'd like to, that I must have slipped over the slide. When we were given the charge, as I said, was really about looking at the core content, looking at what we're teaching, then talking about the assessment and talking about what we were doing with the diplomas. And so those are the three groups we divided into, and we tried to make sure that we were providing opportunities at each meeting for us to get some common understandings about what we're talking about, because not everyone comes with that same information, and then to also have opportunities for those three committees to meet. So this is what we did with our structure.
So this slide kind of briefly describes where we started and where we're going. And all of this was through our own planning and the planning with our group facilitators. So our task force and our committees began by establishing some sort of large guiding questions or more philosophical questions, such as, should we have an assessment requirement? Should the credit requirements be the same for everyone, or should you be allowed to choose your own? So these are these kind of macro or more philosophical questions. But then each of the committees turned those questions into what we call smaller micro questions that will then eventually become or not become recommendations, such as, should we require computer science? That's a micro question. If the answer to should we require A, B, C, D, E for courses is yes, then the answer to your macro question, should we have course requirements, is yes. So these micro questions are kind of structured so that they roll up into these larger recommendations. Then we asked our committee members, what do you need to know in order to answer this list of questions that you've made for yourself? A lot of those answers are research, are data. For the computer science question, what committees requested research on what is the impact, what does research show about the impact of computer science on high school academics and post-high school outcomes? We need data. What percentage of students in Maryland are currently taking computer science? What are the labor market projections in Maryland that might make requiring computer science a good idea or a bad idea? So in addition to providing that information kind of thematically around these questions, we've also brought in panels of experts where research or data can't answer their questions. So we had a panel of employers and representatives from 2 and 4-year colleges, because we know, for example, what the University System of Maryland requirements are on paper. And we know what the Department of Labor says are Maryland's job projections, but that didn't answer questions for our task force about what do employers really value, and what else besides what's on paper makes a student successful in a 2 or 4-year college. And so those are the kinds of questions that we were able to ask them. Last week we had a panel on competency-based education, again to answer some of those questions that our task force said, we need to know this before we make a recommendation, and we provide that information for them. We also have developed a resource website for our task force members. Now, this is completely public, and so I'm logged in here to the public version, so that this is what you or any member of the task force or public would see when you logged in. But as you can see, it's all arranged by meeting. So in each of the meeting folders, you can see the agenda, you can see the minutes. We also give each of the committees or the entire task force discussion readings or pre-readings that might inform some of those questions. They're all pretty short. We're not giving them, you know, a huge amount of homework. But again, it's requested information. We also have, if you go over here to committee resources and general resources, these are almost like a reference library. And so everything is vetted by us. It's all sourced. And also, as you can see in the titles of the sources, it says what it is. So it says if it's information, it says if it's data, it says if it's research. Again, to give our committee members just access to all of the information that they've requested.
Okay. So one thing we didn't mention, which I want you, I think it would be good for you to understand, is not only do we have these meetings, we debrief afterwards to make sure that we're addressing needs of each of the members in our group, but then we also meet at least two or three times to plan the next sessions and put up resources prior to the next meeting. So in between each meeting, the team that we have that's really supporting us that we feel has been very helpful with as the facilitators and our note takers has really helped to generate the information that needs to come forward for the group the next time. So we looked at our task force timeline and tried to backward map what we were going to be doing, how we would get you a recommendation on something that is so mammoth in such a short period of time, because I'm really looking at your graduation regulation and determining how you are going to move that forward in just a very short period of time, which I think 6 months is. We decided that we would look at January as our orientation to the task, February, March, and April. We're building a base of knowledge for our members, and we're also having opportunities for them to discuss and raise issues that they need to have shared. Then May and June, we're going to be sharing and finalizing recommendations, along with developing rationale, supporting it with research. In July, we would come and present to you and the state superintendent what it is that we're recommending. Then in August, you would have an opportunity, we hope, to really discuss some of those recommendations and send us with some further recommendations for what we need to look at. In September, we hope that we would at least go out to our public and start sharing some of the information that we think would be good to revise in our graduation regulations, because it does affect many students, and we're going to be really looking at a long timeline for that change to take place. And then in October and November, consider all of the comments we've gotten, and in November, hopefully come back to you with a regulation that has been modified, because we do have a regulation that you just approved again this past November. So questions or comments?
Questions, comments? Okay, good. Thank you so much.
You.
We appreciate it.
Right.
Again, I want to thank the board members for taking the time, both Dr. Guyton and Dr. Hardings. This is not an easy committee to be on, because it's kind of like the Kerwin Commission. You get pre-readings, and you have midpoint readings, and then you have discussions. And so their commitment is appreciated. And I also appreciate the work that Dr. Williamson and Dr. Shaw have been doing, because not only are they doing a great job in facilitating the task force, but they're spending hours in preparation for this so that it's really done well.
Good.
So thank you to them for this. We now can go to legislative update.
Well, I had promised a break at 11 o'clock. Can we do that, then come back and finish?
Absolutely. Short break.
Let's do 10 minutes. My watch says 11 exactly. 11:10, I'm going to hit the gavel again.
Sounds perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you.